Now we're going to look ahead at emerging trends in the auto industry and what kinds of cars we'll be seeing in 2014. I'm joined by Dan Neal. He's automotive columnist for The Wall Street Journal. Dan, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Melissa.
And we just heard U.S. automakers have managed to turn it around. I'm curious to hear whether there's one new car coming out that you think really captures that turnaround.
Well, it's not a car. It's a truck, the Ford F-150 truck. And it's actually not going to be at the Detroit Auto Show in full glory because it's been delayed a little bit. They're making it out of aluminum, and they're having trouble with the aluminum tooling. Now, why is that significant? Because it combines, you know, the Ford's truck's mission with this drive for fuel economy that requires lighter materials to do the same work. So it's emblematic of a resurgent Detroit on the technology side, and of course it's the best foot forward in terms of sales.
We've seen the hybrids take off, but what about electric cars as you look forward to 2014? Do you think that electric cars are really going to start taking off?
I'd like to say yes, but it just, you know, continues to be a slow climb. And car makers will tell you this is kind of what they expected, incremental. You know, it's very much linked to the cost of gasoline. Gasoline's been relatively affordable lately, but it's not for want of product because, for example, BMW has just rolled out a beautiful urban EV called the i3, and it's a radically different kind of car. And I think in many ways this will be the way cars will be built a decade from now.
And I'm looking at a picture of it. It looks maybe more cute than flashy, this electric
yes.
BMW. Price tag on this one, Dan?
Oh, that one's about 42, and they have one coming called the i8, which will be like a supercar version of this, and it will be quite a bit more, flashy, as you say, Melissa. I know that that's the kind of car you go in for. But what's remarkable about these cars is they're built on this electric-powered skateboard. And the bodies are made of carbon fiber, and they're attached to them in very much a body-on-frame construction. And it opens up so many opportunities in terms of packaging and weight savings. And the thing, I drove the i3 in Manhattan last week. It's pretty sprightly for EV mega city car.
Dan, you've also been writing about tiny cars, micro commuter cars. I'm looking at one, the Toyota iRoad, that looks like it's about to tip over, actually, as it goes around a corner. You think this really has some potential?
Yeah, well, the Toyota iRoad is the most charismatic of these little vehicles, and many of them look pretty dopey, let's face it. But car makers around the world, especially as they consider the Asian market, they realize they need many intermediary steps between walking and a full-blown automobile. And so what's going on now is kind of a Cambrian explosion of these little cars looking for the perfect mix. You know, the iRoad isn't perfect for the United States. I would say it's could be a little hazardous, actually.
These would not fare well against a big SUV, say, driving down the highway. That would be a matchup you wouldn't want to see.
Oh, goodness, no. That would be bad. But, you know, in Asia, it's the perfect thing. I think there'll be a huge market for vehicles like that in crowded Asian megacities like Shanghai and like Beijing.
Dan, how close are we, as you look forward to 2014, how close are we to driverless cars?
We're closer than I think a lot of people ever thought. The Mercedes-Benz S-Class car I drove in Germany recently is bristling with sensors, and it has a lot of onboard computation, and it creates what they call a sensor net. And it's already on the market, and fully autonomous cars have been promised by 2020. The thing is, what is fully autonomous? But I do think that in 2 or 3 years, you're going to be able to buy a car that will drive down the freeway by itself for long periods, extended periods, say 5-10 minutes, something like that. I think that's very close.
Dan Neal is automotive columnist for The Wall Street Journal. Dan, thanks so much.
Thanks very much.